it's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes back with us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good on a Friday and excited to hear about the real estate information you've got to share with us. What's going on in the market that we need to know about?
Okay, well, there's lots going on, and it's definitely starting to pick up on some trends. The last time we talked, I think April was just about to come out, so we now have all of April and a little bit of May statistics going on. Let's start nationally first. It's no secret we have some issues going on in our economy. We got high inflation, lots of price increases all over the board, and we have high interest rates, which the interest rates, by the way, are about 5.25. So those have actually stabilized quite a bit. They went up really, really fast from in March and April, from the threes all the way up to the fives, all the way up to a 5.6. But for like the last 3 weeks, they've been hovering around 5.2 to 5.5. So that's some good news if you're a buyer. A lot of buyers were getting freaked out. They didn't know what was going on with interest rates. They're probably going to go up later, but for now they've been pretty stable in the low to mid fives. What that has done to buying is, well, first of all, let's talk about closings. Closings are actually down, but not significantly. So in our area of Douglas County, they're only down about 4%. So when you talk about, you know, 80 to 150 closed sales in a month, that's not a big difference. Nationally, they're down about 4% on closed sales. But closed sales are what we call a lagging indicator. They don't indicate what your market is doing today. A closed sale indicates what your market was doing 30 to 60 days ago, because that's usually how long it takes to close an escrow. So things closing in April or May now, you probably got put under contract in either early April or late March. So closed sales tell you what was happening then. If you look at pending sales have actually gone down quite significantly. Nothing like 08 crash type numbers, but they have gone down about 10% year over year. If you look at April 2021 versus April 2022, we've got 10% less pendings than we did a year ago. So it's going down a little bit, but what does that tell us for buyers? It tells us that buyers are being a little more cautious, especially in the lower levels. A lot of them have been priced out. By a lot, I mean maybe under 10% of our buyer pool, because of interest rates, can't buy a entry-level home. But here's the crazy part. Prices are still going up. So sales are slowing, but not to the point where sellers are having to lower their prices to get them sold. They're not selling them in 3 days anymore with multiple offers. In fact, in the last week, only four properties in our entire county have went pending in less than 3 days. And usually that number is like 10 to 15. So they're a little bit longer on market. Buyers are having a bit more choice, being able to negotiate things that they haven't been able to for the past couple years, such as closing cost assistance. That pretty much went away with the super low inventory and the multiple offers. But just in our office, so I think we have about 77 pending right now, whereas we probably should have about 100. So we're down in the 20% range. But we are getting buyers better deals. They're getting closing cost assistance, and some of that can even go towards buying your rate down, and that's the seller contributing that to them. The other thing is more favorable terms, as well as as the selling slows, the sellers have to do more to get their houses sold. We're getting more repairs done by sellers than we have in the past couple years, because they're in the past, there's five offers, let's just say, and you're number one, then they have a backup offer and a second backup offer. The seller is a lot less likely to give you any concessions because they got two more people waiting, or even to fix normal items that should be fixed on the house. A lot of times the buyers just said, I'll take it as is and I'll deal with it myself. So this is helping buyers in that way. But with the prices going up, the sellers are also doing really well right now. It's not a time to list your house high. If you'll probably see all these statistics coming out. I see other realtors talking about it in Douglas County of all the price drops. There are price drops, but the average sale price is still going up. So what does that mean? The price drops are because in the past 2 years, we've been pricing things a little bit higher than market value, and they were still selling, or we would just wait for the market. It was going up 2% every month. But now, if you try that, the buyers aren't buying things above market value. You're going to have to drop your price down to market value. So what we're not seeing is people listing their price at market value and then them dropping it. Those ones are selling. How long is that going to last? I think by the end of the year, our average price will probably either flatten or go down. It hasn't done that yet. But if you're thinking about selling and you want to get top dollar, hit the very peak of the market, we're there. So if you're thinking about selling, I would really encourage you to contact a real estate agent, a local real estate agent, and find out what your market value is. And once you determine that, list there or just below there, and you will still get multiple offers if you're at or below market value. If you're above market value, your house will not sell right now.
Interesting. And one of the factors, too, that we're dealing with in Douglas County is that there's still really kind of a shortage of homes for sale, isn't there?
Yes, it is getting better, though. That's the reason, even though pending sales are down, closed sales are down, why the price is still going up, because we still have way more buyers than sellers. We have about 260 homes for sale right now. For me, I look at the stats every day, and that's significant to me. But for the average person listening, that doesn't mean anything to them. But 260 active homes available in Douglas County. If you go back 2 months, that 260 was 140. So it is going up, but just not significantly enough yet to where buyers can feel it. It still feels like there's nothing for sale for most people. But it's getting better for buyers. If it continues at this trend, it needs to get up to like 600 or 700 before buyers will actually feel it. But it is trending that way. So for two straight months, our inventory is creeping up.
Interesting. And for price points, are what is selling quicker these days?
The cheaper, the better. So the funny thing is, if you look at the average list price for the past 30 days, it's like $460,000 or $470,000. You look at the average price of the pendings, it's in the low threes, 320. So people are buying closer to the 300 range, but people are listing closer to $500,000 properties. And some of those, they're different areas, bigger houses, bigger land. But you can see the trend right now is a lot of sellers are trying to jump in there and get their high price, which is they certainly can do, but they just need to know that they're not going to get the same activity that their neighbor got 6 months ago. It's different now. You got to have a much more comprehensive plan of how you're going to sell. You can't just stick a sign in the yard and expect all the buyers to come. It's going to take a little bit more, and that's going to get worse for sellers and better for buyers as we go through the year, as long as the rates don't go through the roof even higher. But it's still a great time to sell. You just have to have some strategy now and do a little bit of work, better pictures, make sure that curb and feel counts again. Like all the stuff that we all grew up thinking about with real estate and how to sell a house is coming back into play, where as the last couple of years, none of that mattered as much. You just put it on there and it's going to sell. But now we got to really market those things and make the house look nice, staging and all of that, because we are now in a competitive seller's market, which we haven't been for a while, where you actually had to put a lot of work in and make your house look really good to sell it. And we're on our way there right now. We've, of course, at Oregon Life Homes, we've tried to do that even when we didn't have to.
Well, Shane, real quick before we run out of time, what's the phone number for people to get in contact with you?
Sure, it's 541-391-4000. 4945, or you can always just Google Oregon Life Homes and you'll get us there too.